From Illinois Soul, this is Dialogue. I'm Kennedy Vincent. Dialogue is an exchange about culture, straight from the soul. You can catch us on Saturday mornings at 11 and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on Illinois Soul. 8.7 of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign's faculty identify themselves as Black, and 73% of the U of I employees identify as white. This is from the latest report in September of 2024 from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign's Office for Access and Equity. They have provided a university employee diversity dashboard. The number of faculty and staff employed at the university is over 12,000. Illinois Soul and Illinois Public Media is a licensee of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, although our coverage remains independent. Today, you'll be hearing from our news director, Reginald Hardwick. He sat down with Jason B. Knight, who works in talent acquisition as a talent strategy recruiter in human resources at the U of I. Later on in the conversation, you'll be hearing from Sean Garrick, the Vice Chancellor for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion.
The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign has more than 10,000 employees, but you don't necessarily have to have a degree or be a graduate of the university to work here. Joining me now is Jason B. Knight, who works in talent acquisition as a talent strategy recruiter in the Illinois Human Resources at the U of I. Welcome to Illinois Soul, Jason.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us a little about your journey to the university.
Sure. So my journey is, it's a little bit, I call it spotty, just because, I started out going to Parkland College at first, and then, I wanted to get out, so I ended up going to Grambling State University, where I got my bachelor's in mass comm. Then I ended up going to Eastern to get my master's degree in talent development, but I had applied to the U of I back in my early 20s, and so when I applied, that's back when there were still testing going on, and I didn't really understand the process of what was going on, so I gave up. I gave up. I was like, it's not for me. And so, some time passed by, and I was working at a factory, doing a factory job, and, someone reached out to me, and they were like, hey, you should apply to the U of I and, apply through one of their programs they have called Extra Help. So I took that route and I applied and actually got a call back, and they said, hey, are you able to start on this date? And I was like, well, that's next week. I would have to leave my job potentially. So, I took a chance, and I went out there and I quit my job and started working for the university as a Extra Help employee. So I was temporary. And so from there, my department liked me, and they kept me and brought me on full time. And I became a full time employee at Illinois Human Resources. And, I haven't looked back ever since.
For people who may be listening to this conversation in Garden Hills or Douglas Park, Rentoul or North Urbana, how often is the U of I looking for new employees?
I would say all the time. I know that sometimes some people are thinking that, they're closed, they're shut down. No, they're always looking. And I think one of the more crucial times is definitely near the end of the holidays and also going into the summertime. That's when we are, that's when there's a huge surge of job openings that happen. But all the time, the university is looking for new employees.
Do you have to have a degree from the U of I or another university to apply?
Absolutely not. I think that's a big misconception. One of the things I do is I go out in the community and, and even across the state, and I talk to people, just letting them know about job opportunities. And I've heard multiple times people thinking that, you have to have a degree to be able to work at the university. And that's not true. You don't need to have a degree.
And what are some of the areas that are looking for employees most often?
Some of the areas that I see is in the clerical area. So usually that's like that data entry side, working, maybe a front desk or taking calls. Service side, definitely have those that are interested in, working in the foods area or maybe working in like the building service type of work. Also IT. IT is a growing one that I'm seeing a lot of either recent college grads, young, ages probably 18 to 30, always looking for, any type of IT positions. So those are some of the more inquired about jobs that I see that we get when we get applications in. So there's a pretty wide variety, but I'd say those three areas are some of the more prominent ones that are hit on.
It's usually not proper to mention how much money people can make, but are these positions well-paying?
Yes. Not only are they well-paying, the benefits are amazing. I know we all, you know, we all deserve to have a raise, everyone, just because of the times we're in and just because of how expensive some things are. Not only do these jobs pay well, but then also most of these jobs, about 90% of these jobs, there are career paths within these jobs. So that means that where you start at, you shouldn't still be in that same position years down the road. You should be moved up to even more, to making even more, you know, in your pay range. And not only that, like I said, the benefits are amazing. You know, the health, the dental, the, you know, chances for like tuition waivers so you can go back to school, just the access to different things that you get. There's a lot of different great opportunities and things that you get for working for the University of Illinois.
And what's the difference between extra help and full-time? Because people may not know.
Sure.
I know the difference because I hire.
Yeah, I would say, so extra help is a temp agency within the University of Illinois, specifically within Illinois Human Resources. And so what extra help does is they go out and they're able to hire people, and you don't have to have a degree, and you don't have to have, there's, you're not required to have a high level of experience. It's actually a great way to give you experience. So what happens is they're able to place you in different jobs around campus depending on the departmental need. So usually it is a temp job, so it is on a temporary basis, but those appointments can last for months. And one of the great things about that is the, you know, you get a chance to work with these departments, and you know, they potentially can bring you on. That's exactly, I'm a living testimony to that. That's exactly what happened with me. My department saw how I worked. They liked my work ethic. Luckily, they liked me, thank God. And so, you know, they ended up bringing me on full time. So extra help is also great for those that are, you know, retired as well. And maybe just, you know, I want to get back to work, but I don't want to work a full time job or have to worry about, you know, anything long term. Always a great opportunity as well for those that are looking into, you know, just coming out of like retirement and doing some light work as well. And most of those jobs are usually in clerical, but it's not limited to just clerical.
And I know here at Illinois Public Media, sometimes when our receptionist goes out, sometimes we get an extra help person to fill in. Mm-hmm. Are there any benefits with that? I know there's a new state law about PTO.
Yeah. So as of right now, I know that's something that's being worked on as far as getting benefits. I think that'd be amazing. I would like to see that happen. As of right now, there aren't any benefits per se, but there still are. Like I said, when you work with the department, usually they work with you and they'll, you know, let you, you know, they're not going to treat you like, oh, you're just extra help. Usually they usually like help you out, especially if like when it comes to like time off and stuff like that.
And then what is a full-time position and what are the benefits that come with that?
So for a full-time position or a status employee, as we call it, so that's a job usually, typically on the civil service side, it's like a 37 and a half hour job. With that, that comes, you know, health benefits, that comes dental benefits like vision and life insurance, like the whole package. You also get, like I said, you get access to a tuition waiver, you know, should you choose, as well as an iCard. With the iCard, you can use a lot of different perks with it. iCard can be used for a lot of different things. You can take it to some restaurants and get like a percent off. I know Culver's is one of them. I'm guilty of that. You can also use it at like certain places for like your phone. It's a great way to, you know, kind of get around, just let people know like, hey, you know, I do work for the university.
And what about adding to your retirement plans? Is that part of being a full-time employee?
Yes. And so the moment that you start working for the university, your benefits start. And a part of those benefits is your retirement plan. And that's done through the State University's retirement system, also known as SERS. There's a lot of acronyms with the university. And so, you know, every time, you know, you get paid, or if you want to check on your retirement, you can do that through the SERS website, and you can just see how much you're accruing. If there's things you want to adjust on there, it's pretty transparent. That's one of the things that I do like about it.
How should people apply?
Well, there is a number of different ways that you can apply to the university. So I think one of the more general ways that people usually apply is they go to our website, go to the jobs.illinois.edu website and they look at the job they want, they click apply now. But then also, you know, we are located on campus as well. So on 52 East Gregory, you can always come into our office. You can we'll have someone that can work with you in applying to a job. If it's temporary work that you're looking for, you can always give us a call on our number, and I can leave that number at the end or now, whichever. But you can always give us a call, and you could speak to Extra Help as well. You can get signed up through them, as well as, like I said, we have an intern program too that you can email us, and that's at our trainee at uillinois.edu. So there's different ways. You can either contact us about, you know, applying, or you can apply yourself by going to our website.
If you want to go ahead and share that phone number, what is that?
Sure. So our number is 217-333-2137.
Tell me a little bit about the application process, because I think sometimes people are intimidated. Again, you're applying to a big university.
Yeah.
With lots of things going on.
Yeah. So for starters, just like I always tell people when I'm presenting, you want to definitely make sure that you have a resume and cover letter. If you plan on applying, it's like, hey, I looked at a position. I know I'm going to apply for it. Always make sure that you have a resume and cover letter. I think a big misconception with resumes is that it has to be one page. It's not true at all. We believe in quality over quantity. So if your resume is two pages, if it's three pages, but it's all filled with information and knowledge and skills that's relatable to the job you're applying to, keep it on there. Absolutely. You know, that's gives you a better chance at qualifying and getting that interview. But that application process, you know, you find the job that you're interested in. You apply to it. When you apply, you go on our website, you click on the job, you click apply now. And there's going to be a series of steps that's going to ask you questions, you know, like what your name is and, you know, what's the job you're applying to, and ask you to upload documents. I would recommend to do this through a computer. It's just easier. A lot of people like to use their phone, and I don't understand how they're good at it. So I'm like, hey, that's fine. But, you know, you go through and you just follow the steps, upload your documents. And then from there, you can always check on where your status is of your application through your profile on our website. So the moment that you click on our website and you click on apply now and you start that process, you have already created your profile. And so from there, after it's been submitted, if you want to go back and check it to see what's going on, see if any updates have happened, you can go on your you can click on my profile and it'll show you, you know, where the status of your application is at. Typically, I like to tell people wait for the job to close, because that way, you know, you'll give time to see what kind of where you landed at, like if you got a good score or not.
If you're listening to this and you've maybe been out of the job market for a while, or maybe you never really did a great job of getting those skills of resume building, and you're not confident about that, are mm-hmm. there support for that?
Yes, that's one of the great parts. That's a good question. That's one of the great parts about working with Illinois Human Resources. We're not just a place that just posts jobs. We also offer resources to help you in that process, because I've worked with people that have fantastic resumes to people that don't even have an email. And so they need help with just getting that started. I know I'm for one that I will sit down and work with many applicants and many individuals, but we offer resume workshops. We offer mock interview workshops. So those that have strong resumes but may not have the strongest interviews, we have workshops for them as well. We have computers at Illinois Human Resources. So if you need to come in and just work on a computer, we offer all of those resources, and it's completely free.
What are the other misnomers that keep people from applying at the U of I that you've heard in the community?
I would say that, for one, the degree. So kind of like I know we hit on that earlier. So just those thinking that you have to have a degree to apply for jobs at the University of Illinois. I always say read the job posting, and it's going to tell you if you need to have a degree. But all jobs do not require a degree. Also, another one I've heard is that you had to have gone to the University of Illinois in order to work for the University of Illinois. That is completely not true. One of the great things about working for even my department is there's people from all over the world that work that work for the university. I didn't go to the University of Illinois. I went to an HBCU. Go Tigers. So, you know, that's another one that I've heard. Also, I know that, you know, just many of the different forms of discrimination keeps people from applying sometimes. So yes, that is racism. Yes, that is sexism. That's ageism. You know, it's a lot of those, you know, and just thinking that, you know, oh, they're not going to hire me because because of this. One of the great things about us is that, you know, we make sure to work with not only applicants, but we work with departments. We definitely believe in diversity. That is one of our top things that we push. So just getting that out there, letting them know that, hey, you don't have to just apply for this type of job. That's not the only thing that you probably qualify for. If you have the skills that are showing that you should get into applying to be a plumber and you have the certification, apply. You know, I try to tell people, you know, apply to something that's going to be in the career path that you want. And so it's just giving them that encouragement. So those are just some of the things that I've heard just as far as, you know, some of the fears and myths behind the U of I.
And one, since you're sharing, yeah. Do you want to go ahead and share your information?
Yeah. So you can reach me at my email is Jason. So J-A-S-O-N, B as in boy, K as in kite, at illinois.edu.
And what about a phone number?
Phone number is going to be that same number. So that 217-333-2137. And you just ask to speak to Jason.
How often does IHR or Illinois Human Resources conduct job fairs or kind of go out in the community?
We're out there every month. We're out somewhere. You could spot us at some of these different events. I know we'll be at the Champaign Library for an upcoming event. I can't remember the month, but I know we'll be up there pretty soon. So every month we are there. And once school picks back up, we're going to probably be out like every 2 weeks or so.
Is it okay not just to take stuff, but also even drop stuff off at that point?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. And one of the great things is when we're out there at these events, we meet other organizations. And that's a great time that they can fill us in on stuff and they can drop stuff off to us. We have people that will come up to us and drop off their resume. Hey, just want to drop off my resume and, you know, have you take a look at it. I'm one of those guys where if you give me your resume, I'm going to look at it. And I tell them, like, hey, I'm going to call you. And then after that, I'm going to email you. So I'm going to bug you since you've given me your information. So that's the type of person I am.
Thank you for dropping by.
Thank you.
That was IPM's news director, Reginald Hardwick, speaking with Jason B. Knight, who works in talent acquisition as a talent strategy recruiter in human resources at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. Stay with us on Dialogue after this short break.